hand claps. Yeah.
More headphones. Turn it up. I want it loud.
When you hear the drums, time to eat.
Hey!
I like that. Time to eat. Chef K is in the house. Dos Abuelas is the joint, and we are so happy to have you here. Haven't seen you since Live at the Vineyards.
Yes.
That was that okay for you? That was the first time you saw that that whole vineyard thing with all those hungry people and all that?
Yes, that was my first time being there.
Okay.
But
okay.
I've been to the other one too, last year, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, great. Great. Great to have you with us. You've won some fans over here at KUVO.
Yes.
Dos Abuelas. I think we should start there, Chef K. Who are these Dos Abuelas? Who are these two grandmothers?
So my grandma Anna, who is my dad's mom, she stayed in Puerto Rico, and my other grandmother, which is my mom's mom, she moved to the Bronx. So I learned two different techniques of cooking there.
Wow.
Yeah.
So and I see their silhouettes on this beautiful logo.
Yeah.
Is that them?
That's literally them.
That's fabulous. What is the difference? How do you describe the difference between food on the island and food in the Bronx?
Well, on the island, you know, it's literally from the backyard. You know, her herbs, everything that we need is in the backyard. And in the Bronx, you gotta go to the supermarket. And my grandma's technique changed to the environment where she was living in the Bronx. So her technique's kind of like Goya and all that, you know, on the island.
Yeah,
is from scratch.
Right. Chef K is with us from Dos Abuelas. They're at the Zeppelin Food Mart. They're on Wazi.
Yeah, 3501 Wazi Zeppelin Station.
What do people smell, taste when they come into your environs over there?
Oh, every time everybody comes up, it smells so good. It's always garlic, sofrito, you know.
Right.
That good stuff.
Right. We're pointing people to your Instagram page, so you want to follow Dos Abuelas. And I'm looking at these pictures here of this food. This sandwich is just looks great.
Unreal.
The Chaparrican.
Yeah, my friend had that, and he was like melt in his mouth.
Yes.
Describe it.
So the Chaparrican is like, it's like a Cubano. But better. It's
Puerto,
like,
Puerto Rican, okay.
Yeah. So on the island, if you go, it's like street food. You know? So you have a cart and, you know, they'll make it up. So tripleta means like three meats. It could be a tripleta or it could be like a cuapleta, you know, like all depending on how much protein you put on the sandwich.
Right, right.
So I keep it just ham, steak, and pork. You know, I think that's enough.
I love the passion that you bring into to your food. Anything, just great energy. But it's about this food. The food is important. You just can't throw it together. How do you describe that? I mean, you're not chopping it properly. You're not spicing it properly. Let's do it properly.
Yeah, right. I was thinking about my grandmother's, you know. So it's like if I do that wrong, you know, I will definitely... I think she would transcend from heaven and smack me around. But I think it's more like how I watch them cook, how I watch them feed other people. And every time I do cook, it's always from the bottom of my heart. So I feel like the flavors come from, you know, watching them showing love and giving love. Like my grandma would sit on a rocking chair in the Bronx, and any neighbor that came by or anyone, did you eat? You know? So... For me, you know, I'll do the same.
Chef K is with us. The establishment is Dos Abuelas at 3501 Wazi. And please follow her on Instagram for some great pictures. How long have you been doing this? In Denver.
In Denver, I'm going 7 years now.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to win you over. We're going to keep coming around. And, you know, the places that serve you right, it's like... It's good till we're sold out of food.
Right. Is it? Yeah. I've learned
Is that the thing? How does that work?
I mean, it's a thing, but it's hard out here in Colorado to get plantains and get, you know, ingredients from the island or that I could get in New York in any corner. Because, like, Puerto Ricans will get upset if I don't have mofongo. I'm like, do I look like a tree? I'm sorry I can't produce this for you, but, you know.
Yo, let's talk about that mofongo, because I have brought some friends to Dos Abuelas and had your mofongo, and it is so good. And, like, literally all the people at the table I was with never tried it before. So do you get that a lot? People that it's their first time trying the Puerto Rican food?
Yeah. I do get people, and then I get people that have been to Puerto Rico, and they're like, oh my God, mofongo. And
searching
then it's just,
for it.
Yeah, it's automatic.
Yeah, you're making our community mouths water here. Guys. Sounds delicious.
Well, yeah, people want to reach out and find out more about you and about your menu, and where you're located. So let's point them again to your Instagram, because, like I said, as you move around, people have to stay connected with you.
Absolutely.
So that's the modern way. That's what people are doing. They're taking pictures of their food. And
yeah, there's a lot of foodies, and I think the support as well, like being out here 7 years, people do find me. To see people that come back from my food truck or my first year, it's like, wow, you know, the love is real, and I really appreciate that.
I saw on your Facebook, do you have pasteles right now? Are you making those on the side?
I was just about to say, yes. So I started pre-orders, and I'm already getting, like, my DMs are full.
Oh, my God.
Explain it to me. I don't know what it is. What are you talking about?
Delicious.
So pasteles is like a Mexican tamale, but... Like, so you understand how it's wrapped.
Okay.
So, but in Puerto Rico, we do green plantain, and we mash it with either yuca, and then we'll fill it with pork, chicken, or veggies for my vegans. But yeah, it's pretty much for Thanksgiving or Christmas.
Oh.
And it comes with coquito or, you know, arroz dulce.
I think, you see, you're speaking the love language to Abby. She's like, this is just like...
Yo,
I mean, mouthwatering over
literally,
there.
they always came out around the holidays with my family, and it was just like line, people ready to eat them.
For
so
sure.
That's great. I saw a few people commenting, like, how do I get these? Donde?
Yeah, Zeppelin Station. They'll be there waiting for you.
Zeppelin Station, 3501 Wazi, Chef K in the house. The establishment is called Dos Abuelas, and you just don't want to miss it. To be on the because Denver has, since you've been here, it's really become a foodie town. In the last 7 years, it has just been extremely competitive.
It has. I mean, even still, I think that they're still lacking in terms of Caribbean food, but I think it's growing in that sense. It's about like five other Puerto Rican companies here in Colorado, which I'm so happy about.
More the merrier, right?
Yes, sure.
It's a movement, y'all. It's a Puerto Rican food movement.
The mofongo movement.
it's a mofongo movement. And you can get it there at Dos Abuelas. And the Instagram is Dos Abuelas.
Yes, Dos Abuelas.
Chef K, thank you so much.
Absolutely. So honored to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Of course.
Good to have you with us. Thanks for feeding us at Live at the Vineyards. And we're making our appointments there. What time do you open? It's Wednesday. It's 8:45. Are you open for... Wait, you're here. You can't be serving breakfast.
Yeah, no. You know, I was like, hey, everybody, I'm at Cuvo. Hey. I'll see you later.
So what time do we show up there for lunch? What time does it open? It's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday. I'll be open by 10:30.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Right on.
I'll do the pastelito con guava y queso.
Ooh.
You know.
Chef K, Dos Abuelas. Great connect, Abby. Thanks for setting us up.
My gosh, of course.
Thank you, Chef K.
Oh, my pleasure. I just want to take everybody to Puerto Rico without a flight.